أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد قد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May He increases in your sustenance, forgives your sins. It is the first time that I've seen you, so the introduction part of it I could do myself. Originally from Pakistan, been in Canada for about 20 years. Myself being raised in Canada, I have a bit of, you can say I have quite a few similarities with the youths because I went through high school, went through university and so forth. I don't have that many youths in front of me, but the verse that I recited for you, inshallah, we'll try to get that into an explanation. You've heard this verse before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have not created man and jinn other than so that they worship me. In regards to our purpose in life, there are many things in your mind that you want to accomplish before you die. In those goals, I'm not sure how many of those goals are related to worship. How many of those goals are related to the hereafter? How many of those goals are related to this world? How many goals are related to the roles that you would be playing in your life? Whether it would be of a father or mother or sister or brother or friend. Inside of a person's mind, there are things that motivate the person to do something. And then there are things that motivates the person not to do something. And those two things make us make up the goals in life that we want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that I have created you so you can become an engineer, a doctor, a lawyer. Generally, the way it works out is that you go through university, high school, so you can get a good job. Someone can give you their daughter, and then you spend the rest of your life making sure that that daughter that you got from someone is happy with you. And at the end of it, you leave this world. We have to find out why we are here. What is the purpose of our life? In order for us to be able to find out why we are here and what is the purpose of our life, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ That you have to first of all find out who you are, and then you will be able to find out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And once you find out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and you know Him, then that is when you will be able to worship Him. If we do not know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we cannot worship Him. That's the first thing. And to be able to know Him, there are many different ways that you can know Him. But according to the Prophet, the best way to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to know yourself. And once you know yourself, you will be able to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing ourselves, I'm not sure how much you know yourself, but that much that you know yourself, you know your Lord. If our knowledge is based on ourselves, that we are, let me ask you a question. Who is sitting in front of you? Your answer would be, Muslim, you heard my name, so you would say, Sayyid Hasan Mujtaba, right? That would be the wrong answer. My body is sitting in front of you. One of the basic turns that we take wrong in realizing ourselves is that we consider ourselves body when we're not body. This is my hand. This is my nose. These are my eyes. These are my ears. True? If I said this is me, would you agree with that? You would not agree with that. Like I said, this is my abba. This is my kaba. This is my hat. This is my car, my house. True? That sentence tells me that I am something else, and that which I'm saying is mine is something else. And the relationship between me and mine is that I own it. When you look in the mirror and you say, I'm looking at myself, you're not looking at yourself, you're looking at your face. When you say, I am hungry, it's not that you are hungry. It is that vehicle or this body of yours that needs fuel. It's the same way you say, I need gas. You say that or not? Or in America, you don't use that word. You use it? I need gas. It's not you who needs gas. It is your car that needs gas. I am sleepy. Right? I am tired. I am sick. It's like someone saying, I am sick, is when their car breaks down, they say, I'm sick. What would you say to that person? If the car breaks down and they say, I am sick, you would say to them that you're not sick. It is your car that is sick. True or not? And what you need to do to get that fixed up is take this car to the mechanic, and the mechanic will fix this car. When we go to the doctor, it's the same thing. We're going to a mechanic. The mechanic, this is our vehicle. If the heart stops, you know, if the heart is not pumping blood right, if there's lungs that have a problem, if there's kidneys, it's the same thing as organs are the same thing as the parts in a car. Right? The pistons and the radiator and the carburetor and the tires and so forth. True? So you go to the doctor and then he fixes that vehicle that you have. But we have lived ourselves maybe, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years. I'm not sure how old you guys are. Thinking that that is you. Even to the point when you say, how old are you? You are saying the age of your car. That's not your age. It's like someone saying, how old are you? And I say 2 years. Why? Because I bought the car in 2006. True or not? Your age is actually not even age of your vehicle. It is the quantity of time that you have calculated by which the earth has revolved around the sun that many times. Right? When you say I'm 30 years old, what does that mean? That means that 365 days multiplied by 30, that's the quantity of motion of the earth around the sun. True? I was born, for example, you give your date of birth. I was born in June 11, 1973. That also is not right. The date of birth, I mean, think about it. When you are in your mother's womb and you're 4 months old, the soul gets connected to the body. True? Where is your mother? In this world. Where are you? In this world.